to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and it's an exciting week as the ARIA nominations have just been released. We'll hear from a head judge, Absolute Radio's content director, Paul Sylvester, and previous gold winner, Jules Rowan, from Life After Prison podcast later on. But first, I chatted with chair of the ARIA's judges, Phil Riley. Phil has over 40 years' experience in the radio industry, is CEO of Boom Radio and a fellow of the Radio Academy. So with beautiful birdsong in the background from where Phil was, I started off by asking him what the chair of the judges does and what his responsibilities are.
There's a thing, isn't there, about the President of the United States, not that I'm comparing myself to him, but you know, somebody once said, why does all the really difficult stuff land on his desk? And it's because all the easy stuff gets sorted out further down the chain. So my job is when something is too difficult for somebody else to figure out what the right answer is, they sort of bounce it up to me and I have to go, let's do this, let's do that, let's agree this, let's not agree that, let's take them out, let's leave them in. It's the knotty, complicated, does this entry really belong in this category, or should this judge really be a judge here? Is there a conflict of interest that really would be a problem? So I get to do all those dull things, really. I mean, I don't get to listen to any of the entries and have fun thinking, wow, is this Radio 1 thing better than this thing from Kiss? I don't get to do that fun stuff. I just get to do all the boring stuff, really.
You have all the responsibility and none of the fun.
Well, the other thing I get to do is I get to have to go back and read the rubrics that I helped create and think, oh my God, I missed something, or this is not clear as it should be. And, oh, you know, so there is a bit of, you know, on the spot thinking, oh, crikey, for next year, we need to tighten that up. We need to do that differently.
How long have you been chair?
I think it's around 9 or 10 years. I'm probably old enough. I should be shot by now, I think, you know.
That's harsh.
Or let out for good behaviour. One of the two. Feels like a long time.
A long time. A lot of experience. I just wanted to ask you about the honour of being asked to judge a category. Last year, I had the honour of being asked to judge, and I was just blown away by being asked to do something like that.
I think it's really important. First of all, I'm really grateful that people do it. I'm particularly grateful to the head judges, because not only are they being asked to do that sort of listening and judging and giving marks, they've also got that overall responsibility of trying to corral a herd of cats. We know that radio is full of, you know, cats, you know, people that refuse to be controlled, and therefore we're giving this head judge this impossible task of saying, right, in your category you've got 6, 8, 10 people who will all have different views, different thoughts. You need to try and coalesce them into a single answer. So they in particular get my dying affection. But you're absolutely right. It is a real honour to judge the ARIA Awards, because you're being asked to make a judgment call on the best radio of the year. And the judgment you make will really affect somebody's life. There's no question about it. These are the most prestigious radio awards you can win if you're in the British broadcasting industry, the radio industry. They're the most prestigious gong you can get. And if you get one, it changes your life. You can talk about it on your CV. You can talk about it when you go and meet people. I have some old Sony awards that are still on my shelf in my living room that I'm very proud of. And they were 20 years ago. So you know that it's how important these things are. I think they all have a good time, or most people do. I think when we talk to people afterwards, they all say, wow, it was great fun. I really enjoyed listening to all those entries and having to make a decision.
You learn so much about what else is out there in the industry, the kind of things that people are making, other companies. I learn tons.
And I think it also, if you want to win one, I think it helps to be a judge because you get to hear other people. You think, okay, here's the standard, and here's how good some of the other people are at entering the award, and the effort and skill they put into the packaging and the writing up of the entry, etc. And actually, those are good skills to learn. And the best way of learning it is to dive in and be a judge and pick that up. So if you want to win awards yourself, I'd always recommend in future putting your name up to be a judge.
You mentioned about the pride that you felt having won as Sony's as they were and now ARIA's. And when I talk to people, friends and family who aren't in the industry, and they say, what is that? And I always describe it as the Oscars of the radio industry.
Yeah, it is.
It's our Oscars. How does it feel being nominated?
I would hope that people who get nominated would appreciate that actually they've done a great piece of work, because it's difficult to get nominated. We've now made our structure a bit like the Olympics, where each bit of the industry gets to have up to three nominees. So the BBC get three, podcasters get three, the commercial community sector get three. So when you're on the finishing line running towards the tape, like as you do in the Olympics, it's not all Jamaica in the sprint, right? It's you know, it's some Jamaica, somebody else, and that's why we've done that, so that everybody could have a chance to be nominated. But it does mean that if you get nominated, certainly within your particular sector, you were already one of the best two or three that there were. And I know sometimes it's frustrating that you get nominated and you put on your best bib and tucker and you turn up at the awards and then you go home empty-handed. And I know that must feel awful, but it's still a privilege to get a nomination.
You mentioned that winning one can really change someone's career. Can be being nominated for one have that kind of impact as well?
I think so. I mean, I'm sure there are times, aren't there, when people who've been nominated a lot and haven't won can get very frustrated. Who was it in the Oscars? I think it was Bradley Cooper this year, wasn't he? He's been nominated like seven times and never won. Well, that would be depressing.
But yes.
But when you're starting out and you're doing the breakfast show on, you know, Nether Wallop FM, and you discover that you're up against Greg James or Chris Evans, even if you don't win, that nomination is gold dust to you.
Finally, what would you say to someone who is thinking about applying to be a judge next year or putting in an entry for the ARIAS?
Well, they should do both. They should both put in an entry and be a judge and hope that the Radio Academy doesn't put them as a judge in the category they've entered an award. Because then that's when I have to step in and say, no, hang on a second, we need to move this person. But,
that's the knotty problem that you get, isn't it?
Yeah. But seriously, I think both things, putting entries in it's a lot of effort, and you know, you should only do it if you really think you stand a chance, you know, that you've got a good decent entry. Don't put something in if it's just work a day. But you know, hopefully in every person's year at work, not everything's work a day. There are always special things that you do. And when you've done something special, make sure you save it and make sure you save enough of them to make an entry.
Thank you to Chair of the ARIAS Judges, Phil Riley. Next, I had a chat with Paul Sylvester, Director of Content at Absolute Radio, and someone who's been an ARIAS judge around a dozen times and has been a head judge for the last 5 years. So I asked him if he's seen the standard of entries change in that time.
Yeah, 100% they've changed, because obviously the audio landscape has changed so much in the course of the last few years. So not only have you got the BBC Nationals and the BBC Locals and Commercial, but we're seeing a lot more independent companies entering the awards. We're seeing a lot more podcasts entering the awards. When I first started judging, podcasts weren't really part of that process. So the landscape has changed hugely, and it's really different to hear the different textures and treatments that you would get from something like a podcast versus a traditional linear radio show or a strip show that's on weekly or 5 days a week.
What do you feel that you learn each time you judge? Do you learn something new?
100%. And this year, like many years, because obviously Absolute Radio enters the awards, they tend to give me categories that we're not entering for obvious reasons, which is 100% right. So I tend to get categories where Absolute Radio doesn't play in that field. So actually, you know, in the past, I've done local show, I've done lots of other different local station, because actually what it gives me then is the opportunity probably to hear radio that I wouldn't normally hear. So I hear stations, I hear programs, I hear broadcasters. And for me, I find it fascinating that there's so much radio, audio, podcasting going on out there, but none of us have got the time to be able to hear as much of it as we'd like to hear. So yeah, I certainly hear new ideas, new treatments, new people. And I think that's the exciting thing, is hearing people that you don't normally hear in your everyday life.
Tell me about the differences in being a head judge.
I think being a head judge, you know, I still have an opinion. I still judge as all the other judges do. For me, it's just about making sure there is a thorough, rigorous, honest debate in the room when we have the scores to get from the nominees to the top three, to make sure that everyone gets to have their say, to make sure that everything is compliant, everyone has met the rubric, all of the entries are right and good and proper. And then it's just about making sure that everyone gets the opportunity to have their say. And obviously, as well, if there are some people who may have a slight conflict on one entry, but are good to judge the category, making sure that they know to stay out of that little bit of the discussion. So I find it really, I always find it rewarding and a great privilege to be a judge, but I've really loved being a head judge on categories. And I think what's been interesting over the course, certainly of the last 5 years, is the growth in size of the judging panels, the diversity of the judging panels, the inclusivity of that. You know, this year we had one of the 30 under 30 on our panel, which I think is a great, great thing to do. We had podcasters. We make sure there are indies on the panel. There's BBC. There's equal representation between men and women. And so what I see right now is a far more balanced jury, a far more balanced way of judging. And I think that only gives the ARIAs even more credibility. But, you know, voices of different ages, I think, and voices from different parts of the country and different parts of the landscape is so important to have. And I'm delighted at the direction of travel for the ARIAs in terms of making it as inclusive as it can be.
Tell me about nominations. How do you feel when you hear the nominations at the nominations party? One, as a judge, but two, as someone who could be nominated and has been nominated. How do you feel?
The bit between nominations and the awards for me is the best bit, because A, you're in the room. B, there's no winners, there's no bronze, there's no gold, there's no silver, there's no just on. Everyone's on the same level playing field.
And everyone's excited, aren't they?
And everyone's really excited, and then getting into the room. So I always say to people, as long as you're in the room, that's great. Obviously, winning is lovely. It's a wonderful feeling. But I think just to be nominated and to be part of the conversation and to have your work celebrated in that way is so exciting and so good. You know, again, I've done the entries for Absolute Radio for about 10, 15 years. So, you know, I've done some entries and thought, how on earth did that not get nominated? And then you do some and you go, how the hell did that get nominated? So you can never quite tell what's going to resonate.
No.
And there's some stuff you think, that absolutely could have, even if it didn't win, it should have been nominated. And so you kind of go, okay, well, look, we move on. Because actually, you know, the ceremony is in May. Absolute, we're starting to think about the ARIAs in October anyway, because actually you've got to be archiving all year round. And, you know, the one thing I always say is make sure you're archiving. My team hate me for the amount of emails I send asking, has this been archived? It makes the whole entry process so much easier. And I think in a world where, you know, look, everyone wants that little confidence boost every now and again, and the industry is changing, the landscape's changing. The last few years have, for many people in radio and audio, it's not been the easiest times. So this is just that little confidence boost that people deserve as well. So I think if you are nominated, absolutely celebrate it. You are making some of the best radio or audio in the UK, and you should absolutely be as proud as punch that you're there.
Finally, what would you say to someone who is maybe thinking about entering next year for the ARIAs?
Do it. What have you got to lose? You know, absolutely. It will help you. It will make you think about the audio that you make, the programs that you make. It will make you potentially a better broadcaster or a better producer. Just listening and sitting down and going through the audio that you've got. How does that work? How does that sound? Because we all, radio, we listen to it and then we move on. We probably maybe listen to the good bits once more. But actually coming back to something 6 months later will make you reassess the audio, the quality. It will make you try harder. It will make you think, actually, you know, I need to do something like this or that. And listen as well to the audio of the winners if you get the chance. Certainly within organisations, I think it's really helpful if, you know, I always want to hear what other entries from within Bauer that won. I'd love to hear those entries because I want to listen, I want to learn, I want to see what judges are looking for. And again, we shouldn't be making radio just to win awards, but it can also help us to just raise the bar and raise the quality in the first place. And the one thing I would say as well, if you're going to the ceremony and you are nominated, I know everyone says, oh, I wasn't expected to win, I haven't prepared something. You're one of nine. There is a good chance that you might win. You don't have to, you know, create war and peace, and nobody needs everybody in the universe being thanked. So get on, get grateful, maybe say something that means something to you, and then get off.
Lovely to chat to Paul Sylvester, content director at Absolute Radio and one of our head judges for the ARIAs. Really interesting what he said about archiving and remembering to do that throughout the year for your entries for nominations. Finally, I had a chat with Jules Rowan just as she was getting ready for the noms party itself. Jules is from Prison Association Radio and co-host of the Life After Prison podcast. Last year, she and her co-host Zach won gold as best new presenters. This year, she's one of our 30 under 30, a judge, and she announced one of the categories at the party. She's also nominated this year for Best Speech Presenter with her co-host Zach, but neither of us knew that when I spoke to her on Tuesday afternoon. I asked her how she was feeling ahead of the nominations.
Very excited because it's my second year coming to nominations, and obviously last year we were up for nominations. The category I'm actually presenting is the category I won, so I'm so excited to be able to read out these nominations, and I'm really excited for these people. Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure. I'm really looking forward to it.
You won gold last year with Zach, your co-host, Life After Prison podcast. Yeah. How does it feel when you hear you've been nominated?
A lot of excitement. I think even just getting to the nominations, that's the fun part. So being nominated is really exciting. So I can't wait to read them out tonight.
And then when your name's read out at the ceremony itself and you've won gold, how did you feel last year?
Very overwhelmed, very excited. I do tell people it was one of the best days of my life, so I think that kind of explains it was, and I think Zach felt the same way. So it was really lovely to be able to have that reward with him, and the whole night was just incredible. I think I was just on a massive high after that.
I'm not surprised. So it's nominations tonight, nominations party, you're there, you're announcing a category. How's it feeling?
I'm really excited to get there. I'm excited to see who I'm reading now. I'm excited to see the atmosphere. And obviously I know people that are going and colleagues as well. So that's a lot of fun.
What advice would you give to someone who is nominated tonight and has got to wait now until the 7th of May?
Just enjoy the process. This is all part of it. Even, you know, it's not about winning and silver and bronze. Like, that is incredible and that is amazing and that's a massive achievement, yes, but it's the journey that counts. So just enjoy the process, enjoy being nominated, and enjoy the night, you know. That's all you really need to do.
That's all you really need to do, isn't it, Jules? This is it. It's all about pride and enjoyment and celebration.
Yeah, and not to worry or stress. Like, if that's even coming into play, then just get rid of that right now and just enjoy everything.
Thank you to Jules and to my other guests this week, Phil Riley and Paul Sylvester. If you were at the party last night or watched the live stream on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@theradioacademy, well, by now, you'll know who's been nominated. But if you don't, then you can head to the Radio Academy website, radioacademy.org, where there's a full list of nominations. And don't forget, you can vote for the Radio Times Moment of the Year too. ARIAs tickets are now on sale, and you'll see a link for tickets to the big night on the 7th of May on our website. None of this would be possible without our ARIAs sponsors. So we'd like to thank Carver PR, Best New Radio Show, Radio News Hub, Best News Coverage, Music Master, On Air, Best Music Breakfast Show, PRS and PPL, Best Music Entertainment Show, RCS, Best Local Show, All In Media, Xperi, the Creative Innovation Award, BBC Sounds, the Grassroots Award, News Broadcasting for the John Myers Station of the Year Award, Arkiva for UK Station or Network of the Year, and the Radio Times for the Radio Times Moment of the Year, which is voted for you, the public. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you'll never miss an episode. And if you've been nominated for an ARIA, then congratulations. Have a lovely Easter weekend, and I'll see you next week.